Brazil is Australia's biggest competitor as an iron ore exporter, and it is a nation polarised. On Sunday, it could elect its first far-right president since the country emerged from military dictatorship in the mid-1980s. The polls say the populist hard-right politician Jair Bolsonaro will easily win office. He's ridden a wave of anti-government sentiment after 14 years of rule by the Workers' Party, or PT, fuelled by the powerful use of social media and a perfect storm of economic downturn, corruption and rising crime. So riven is Brazil that people are scratching family members from Christmas lists over their political differences, says Deborah Farias. She is Brazilian-born and she's a lecturer at the University of New South Wales. She joined me earlier.
One fact I think kind of goes unnoticed, which is since we redemocratized in the mid-80s, we haven't had a conservative party going for the executive position. So most of the debates since the mid-80s have been left or right when it comes to economic issues. But we hadn't had this sort of progressive and conservative. So he does come in with this sort of representation for these more conservative values. But he was able to really galvanize all the frustrations around him.
And I guess we should mention the use of social media because
yes.
Facebook is, I think, the second largest uptake of Facebook in Brazil in the world.
Yeah.
And the use of WhatsApp. That looks like
yes.
it might breach some electoral rules. How powerful has it been, though?
It's been very, very powerful. In a way, it's a new sort of universe. It's not that we didn't have social media 4 years ago, but it's just that it's been increased. And there's an important element to it. In August of this year, Bolsonaro's oldest son, Eduardo Bolsonaro, who's also a federal congressman, he met with Steve Bannon.
They've obviously picked up on the skills
yes,
of someone
exactly,
like Bannon.
Exactly.
And so there may be a dispute about that. We'll see.
Yes.
If Bolsonaro becomes the president, can he fix any of those big things that Brazilians are worried about?
That is the 207 million vote question. We have 207 million people. And that's the thing that we don't know. Because on the one hand, I mean, I would love to see him succeed, obviously. I would love to see anybody succeed with Brazil's problems. But even though I'm an optimist, I'm very, very hesitant to say he's going to, you know, be able to do that. He's been in Congress for 27 years and his record is very, very thin. Very thin. But the election isn't so much about platforms. The election has gone into a twilight zone of what are you afraid of the most and not necessarily who do you think will do a better job.
What is the nature of the conversation in Brazil? You and I were talking earlier and you said that people are not talking to each other, they're talking at each other. That sounds
yeah.
very divisive.
Yeah. No, it's extremely, extremely polarized. And I mean, people are joking, saying that this Christmas they're going to spend less money on gifts because families are just torn apart. So you're not going to gift a whole bunch of people. The problem is that you have an extreme polarization. And this is, I mean, we're talking about Brazil, which is not exactly known for, you know, a very moderate sort of discussion. But this one is something that we've never seen before. So there's two very, very different narratives. And it's almost impossible to sort of bring a conversation where you can say, well, yeah, you got a point and I'll think about that. It's everyone is saying that the other one is blind and they're the ones who know the truth.
Bolsonaro, of course, much has been made of the really quite terrible comments he's made in the past on issues to do with rape, on issues to do with murder under previous military regimes.
Torture
on gays. Does he still have those views? Has he transformed at all?
Well, I would love to say that it's only a campaign thing, but it is scary because when you actually look at some of his voting records in Congress, because he was there for a long time, you do see things that really give pause for concern. And nobody really knows this question, but it would be if he does win and if he does try to implement certain things that are very unpopular, would he be able to go through with that? Or is it something that the institutions, even though they are relatively weak compared to other countries, but they would still be able to do some sort of checks and balances? He is trying to sort of minimize the very controversial things. And the people who are voting for him, they tend to be like, yeah, you know, I don't really like some of the things that he said, but, you know, we need change. And then you sort of change the narrative and minimize all of the nasty comments.
You mentioned institutions really still growing since Brazil redemocratized in the mid-80s, but there is a Congress.
Yes.
There was an election for a Congress, so there's a new Congress. How useful is that going to be in mediating any extremes in this regard?
That's also another interesting question. So in Brazil, we have the Senate, and then we have the House of Representatives. And the House of Representatives has 513 members. Now, there are 30 parties, that is 30 parties inside the House of Representatives. And if you actually look at the two largest parties, one of which is the Workers' Party and the second one is the party of Bolsonaro, the two of them only have 21% of all votes. The top five parties only have about 40%. So there is a lot of fragmentation. This is something that's structural. It's something that we've had for pretty much since the 90s. On what is the hope? The hope is that you can actually have some sort of consensus and the very extreme views or anything that's too problematic won't go through. But the record for the Brazilian Congress hasn't really been that. What's been is a lot of giving and taking and say, I will support you, whoever's in the executive, but what do I get in return? And you have to negotiate with all of these little parties that have 20, 15, 17, 9, which makes any sort of change difficult. Now, that also can be a good thing, because if any change is difficult, then you might also slow down a very radical or unpopular proposal. But it's something that nobody's really sure.
Brazilians decide on their president on Sunday. Deborah, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.